take a bus and this and that. It takes a long time for me to get there and train. So this is what I basically tell my students, most of them. They are very lucky today, and their parents has a car. They bring them here, to drop them over there. They come and pick them up. Then I give them a little example about myself when it was the snows all over and very cold, especially in, you know, then Armenia is a part of Soviet Union. It's very difficult to wait for the bus in a half an hour or 1 hour and sit the bus, and the bus goes the next half an hour, and then after that, in another half an hour, you have to walk. So to go to train a lover sport. So this is what I explained them. So you guys are lucky, very lucky. The parents are, they take care of you right now. So all they have to do, just basically train and get the champions. And that's what we, our goal, and that's what they're going to be their goal, you know. So this is what I started with in many years, and being a national champion, I trained judo and trained sambo, which is a Russian art, and I did wrestling and a boxing. So I got the four type of sport that training all my career being in Armenia until 1980, and then 1980, end of the 1980 and 81, I just come to America. But a lot of things I did over there. It's too many stuff I have to take me a long time to explain, but I've been a many champions from the European world and international.
Well, I just wanted to add one thing. This is Santos, by the way, again, if you can't recognize my voice. Gokor hooked up with a Hollywood tough guy many years ago named Judo Gene LaBelle. And Judo Gene was really quite a guy, and still is. But Judo Gene was able to hand the brass ring over to Gokor some time ago, and Gokor took this martial art business to the next level. So he's really quite an accomplished champion. I've been on the periphery of the martial arts most of my life, since I was 5-6 years old, but never have I ever met anybody with Gokor's athletic skills or his knowledge, especially with this grappling and all this stuff. I mean, many of us are tough guys in our own apartment building, but boy, he's a tough guy internationally. He's got to be one of maybe the top two or three in the world. So for him to be here with us today is really exciting, and I was hopeful maybe he could go into what's going on here with mixed martial arts and how it's become part of the athletic mainstream the last 10 years.
You know, it's many years of when I come to America, I try to explain to people the mixed martial art, but not too many people really understand what I was talking about. And most of the time, you see a karate guy, you see a boxing guy, we see the striking person. Basically, they always try to talk about how good the boxing is, and nobody can come close to us. We can just knock them out. Or the karate guy, or any other sport. Everybody trying to bring their sport in the front of everything, and they said this is the best way to do. I explain it to everybody. Every sport are very respectable. All you have to do, just mix it and become a professional fighter. And a lot of people didn't listen to me. That's what I'm talking about, 1981. And little years have passed. I brought the grappling in between, and people don't understand what is the grappling. If some of you in the radio listeners don't understand what is grappling, it's a mix of judo, mix of jiu-jitsu, wrestling, sambo. So this is what, like, you're wrestling with the submission. Submission, which is you can armbar, leg lock, neck lock, choke, without the punching. So this is what we brought it up. All the times, and it comes up very popular today. So all over the world today, a training. And I personally, myself, I teach in Europe every year. I go on a seminar tour, and we got the 43 school and affiliate satellite schools in Europe, approximately 6,000 students, and 27 in United States. So this is what we're doing for students. What is being a happy hour? I would just like to explain it about what is the happy on here. The most of time, the students are the younger boys and the even teenagers and adults. And then after adults comes the people are over 40, 50, 60, 70. So far it goes 100 as Jean LaBelle's age and 105 years old. So basically, what is the best things? I always talk about this to the parents and to every one of them. If the young boys, the most of the time, they're out of the street. Number one, they're out of the street, they don't think about smoking, they don't really think about doing anything bad, because they're all thinking about the training, getting hard training, and get all the tournaments and winning. So this is one thing, so keep them out of every bad things. Second, they win the championship. It's very honorable. Everybody likes them. Everybody appreciates what they do. And the third thing is the most important. The kids, they grow up healthy. They're very healthy and all this kind. You know, I'm today is 27 years old, but I still like, I don't feel 27 years old. I just basically feel like a 20 because I line up a 20 years old guys and beat them one by one. It makes me happy. It's not because of I'm stronger than them or I'm better than them. This makes me happy. I feel like I can beat the 20 years old and I'm still 20. So there is a lot of happy things in there and a sport, you know. Especially I open up the beautiful facility. We are teaching there like a judo, jiu-jitsu, sambo, wrestling, boxing, Thai boxing, kickboxing, mixed martial art. Or name, I can just name it. And in the future, we are all thinking just added more stuff like conditioning and all other things. So this place is full of people right now training. We got over 300 students are training. We're just hoping to our goal is 1,000. So you imagine it. What we're talking about? 1,000 people out of the street and out of bad things, and they're doing the good things. Good things is good for the health and good for the other people. And they don't hurt other people because they understand what everything is mean. The punch, submissions, everything. They know how that feels and they never will do anybody. So they understand perfectly on those things. So that's what basically makes me happy. That's why we are in a happy hour, so talk about this stuff. So the people up there, and I got a kids coming approximately, it's 14, 15 years old. Very, very, very heavy kid. The parents are begging me to make them skinny. I say, how can I gonna make them skinny if the kids like to eat and is lazy? But, you know, you imagine one thing. If this kid's going to continue going a couple another years and he's going to get sick. And he wants to get sick, then it's going to be very difficult to do it. So people up there that listen to this radio program, it's not important to bring it our places, any other sports that are close to you or around you. Take your kids and take them out of the street, take them, drop some weights. That is, let them get healthier as much as they can. You know.
Well, I was at your dojo, or Hajistan, what do you call it?
It's a Hajistan MMA Academy. That Hajistan means Armenia. The reason why I don't put Armenia, because it's kind of I don't want to mix up with the nationality, because we have 100 different type of nationality people are training over there. So as the name of Hajistan, but basically the Hajistan, it's under me and Jean LaBelle, and there is many other instructors, like I say, the boxers and kickboxers, the wrestlers, everything. So,
well, I was there last night, and it was a very happy feeling. It's pretty amazing that people can come together like that. I know I had talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and you had said that this gives people confidence when they're on the street because they know they can defend themselves, and a lot of the moves that you teach, people aren't familiar with.
Yes, I studied because I studied too many sports, and I was not good one of them. I was good all of them. So that's why my mixed martial arts type of training and our style, it's kind of takes a lot of big names out of all the United States and the world, because we're doing a different type of technique that people have never seen their life. Especially when I got all this talent that comes to America, and then I meet Jean LaBelle and I start learning from him, and he gives me a completely different figure of training, and that's kind of like added my training. So it's kind of like Gene and me, we've been together it's over almost like 30 years. Like, respect him like not only a coach, as a father to me. And he's a great person. And he's, until today, we're together. I built the office for him, the chair, nice chair and everything. He has his own refrigerator. But the drinks, he put a lot of drinks, but he cannot drink because all the other students are come and steal that drinks, and he calls the Armenian drinks. And he's just getting happier. Every time he fills up the water there, then the next time he wants to drink the water, and no water, and because the other people drink. But he's happy with it because that's what he's bringing for. That's what that type of person he is.
Well, the new, I just wanted to interrupt and add to that that the new dojo that Gokor has opened is more than just a dojo. It's a training facility, and it's a wonderful architectural doing that he's put together that allows all these various athletes from different disciplines of the martial arts to come to one under one roof and have all these terrific opportunities with the boxing and the wrestling and the sambo and all the other things that he mentioned. He's got the his and her showers and the steam room and the little food court area. It's just really terrific. I can't say enough about it. So it's a fun place just to go, just to learn something and get the benefit of the workout simultaneously. I was wanted to mention something else too that regarding this mixed martial arts stuff. You may have heard about no holds barred fighting many years ago, and that was very popular about 15, 20 years ago, where tough guys would meet in a bar and challenge each other, and they'd go into a back room and slug it out, and everybody put money on it. Well, what's happened with no holds barred fighting, which is also called NHB and no holds barred, is that it evolved into what's called cage combat, where two combatants would meet in the cage and battled out. But what's happened now is that there was such popularity with it that the mixed martial arts has become legal, providing you have the background and the sanctioning from the California Athletic Commission or an athletic commission within each state. So what's happened now is a lot of athletes have from other disciplines, from that are from track or gymnastics or boxing, whatever, what have you, have all decided to, ex-football players, have decided to segue into the mixed martial art field. So in the old days, it was you want to be an Indian chief or a fireman or a policeman or a lawyer. Now athletes are becoming mixed martial art fighters. So Gokor is certainly at the top of the heap, and he's really well known as the fighter's fighter. And then underneath him, there's a handful that are pretty tough and pretty capable. But the sport's evolving, and this is just the tip of the iceberg where Gokor's new studio offers some, this terrific location where young fighters, medium fighters, old fighters can go and learn just the world-class techniques. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Notwithstanding, Gene LaBelle is a real personality. But anyway, go ahead, Gokor.
Yeah, I noticed you had a boxing ring there. You had an octagon.
Yes.
And that's become really, really popular now. Actually, I heard that you have, many of your students, but one of your students just won a match recently.
Well, this has been my dream since I come to United States. I rented a lot of places. You're not going to believe it. The way I started, it was a small room, and we don't have even real mats in there. We started out of that small room. We give 11 national champions students on the United States. Then we can make it up a little bigger. Then Earthquake comes up in 1984 or 94 or something. Everything is what we build it. This goes down. So we move out of there and go to another area. Then a couple years later, the El Nino comes up and break everything piece by piece. Then move in another area in Hollywood. And then finally, we're lucky 13 years we stay on that place. It was a small place, a very low, it's not high ceiling and everything. But we trained 13 years and we develop a lot of professional fighters out of there. So finally, we moved to in Burbank, in which is Burbank in violent. But anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you, it was my dream to get my own place. This is my dream, and many, many years, so finally I get in my dream. And now I'm very, very happy. Now I like to talk about a few of my students about, you ask, Manvel Gamburian is fighting WEC. He just beat the former champion, Mike Brown. Just knocked him out in the first round. He beat too many other good fighters, and he wasn't fighting UFC, and then he dropped the weight, so go WEC. We got the Karen Darabedian, also in WEC, is fighting, getting ready for WEC, is fighting on Canada. Very good, talented fighter. I think he's going to be champion for sure. The man is getting ready for his belt, and the next battle is going to be in August.
Who's that?
Manvel Gamburian.
Oh, that's
Manvel. I mentioned already. Right. Sevak and Sarkis Chivichin, which is they are also they are getting the UFC, and Andre is also same. Too many. I got my son also. It's turning 20 on this May 16. My son is also Arthur Chivichin, so he also been unbelievably good. A 6-time national champion judo. And is a 2-time Pan American champion and under 21 and 2-time Olympic gold in United States. It's unbelievably record. Now he's talking about that. I want to go fight too. He's a 6'4", 220 pound. I don't know. I don't know how I will feel that. But being a fighter in my life, I'm kind of worried about the sons. You know, like they're asking about I go fight. But you never know. Life will come up and. And we got too many good students, too many good fighters, and then people up there that listen to the radio. Hope to see in the WEC for all the fighters, most of the Armenian guys, but we have also another nationality fighters, the Gerald. It's also his Armenian last name, but he's American. He's born in the United States. We have a David. He's a Hispanic guy. He's also our pro fighters, and too many other. I can't really remember too many other names and right now. But, like I say, it was my dream, and all these students have come together since babies, and some of them trained 7-8 years old with me, and today they're 28. So it's too many years.
I thought you were 29.
Well, I turned 29. I don't count the nights, you know, because nights I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that many of Gokor's students, we used to refer to them as the Mighty Midgets. We used to refer to many of the, let me fix my mic. We used to refer to many of Gokor's students as the Mighty Midgets because they were only 12, 13, 14 years old, and they hadn't even begun to shave yet. And next thing you know, you see these guys 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years later, and they got eight packs for guts and muscle for, you know, stomach muscles, and they've got muscles that look like Hercules when the shirt comes off. And these guys are not just bodybuilders that are posing. I mean, they're honest to goodness, technical, tough guys. And what's so nice is to see athletes that have developed themselves without having to trash themselves out and trash their bodies out with bad living, but they have done everything possible to just be as a prime an athlete as they can. It's exciting to see the evolvement of a lot of these young guys.
I notice you have a lot of women are doing this, too. I saw them in your gym. They're very talented.
Yeah, we have a lot of women that train with us, and a lot of them get stronger unbelievably. There's one woman especially is Rhonda Rossi. She's a judo player. She comes and trains with us most of the time when she was like 6-7 years old. Today, she's the world champion, Olympic silver medalist in Athens. And she's unbelievable. She's not very old. It's approximately 20, 21, and she trying to get in a mixed martial art. She's going to be lady killer, you know, like unbelievable. She beats all the guys, most of the guys in my dojo, and unbelievable. She just go to the tournament. She don't have an even closer fighter next to her. So well, we have a lot of other stunt people come, a lot of stunt girls come, a lot of movie people comes too, a lot of actors comes. You know, the studio is so pretty and so good, and we have everything, and the light especially I put for the movie people. as experience of before, they're asking, oh, the light and this. Now it's available for the even movie people can come and rent a place and make movies and stuff like that. We have everything.
It's the ultimate martial arts studio. Really, he's got it. It's well lit. He's got skylights and proper lighting throughout. High ceilings. I can't say enough about it. It really has an aura that it's very inviting. It makes you want to go in and do something. Push-ups, wrestle, box, whatever it is. So it really has a terrific ambience about it that reflects itself in the architecture.
I know when I was talking to Rhonda, I guess her mother was some sort of champion.
Her mother also, I know her when I was a young too. And by the way, I say my age 27, 29, but I'm really 47. So my birthday was yesterday, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, I'm happy my birthday. Some people are not happy their birthday coming. I'm happy because I get 47. I'm happy I get 48. I'm happy I get 95. You know, today's people are young age dying, so I want to leave because I got million, billion things to still give to the students and build them up, you know. Especially my family, my wife sitting here right now, and we get married in 1989. And since then, she always been busy, but this time, unbelievable. She's backed me up too much of this dojo, and she works with me most of the time. She comes to the dojo and helping me and everything. Before it was a lot of guys, and I don't know if she kind of ashamed to get in or whatever, but now it's a big place. She don't see too many people, but she's there all the time and helping everything. Maybe we can ask her to say a couple things
sure,
if you have any questions.
Sure, that'd be
great.
Let me bring her forward here.
Her name is Noreen Chivichian.
Welcome, Noreen, to the happy hour.
Thank you.
You always seem to have a smiley face. Last night when I was in the gym, it's just a natural. You guys really got along. Everyone got along so great. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. And I'm happy to have this school now, what we have. Like you said, it was a long time, but we got what we were asking for.
And that's located right here in the valley, by the way.
In North Hollywood.
Because we're community first. And
mm-hmm. And I have to say, it's a one big happy family. I mean, they're all nationalities, of course, they're all friends, brothers and sisters, and they're all happy to train together. And anyone who comes that they don't have an experience, nobody will make them feel like you don't know anything. They're just welcome, and they start from the beginning, and they get up there. It's a really, really nice place to be, I must say. And I'm always there now to make sure everything is organized, nice and clean. And he's a great instructor, of course. Besides being a great instructor, he's a good husband, good father, and, of course, a great man. And I got my black belt from watching all these 21 years.
Wow. Those are hard to get.
No, we don't give black belt anybody. We just,
the wife only.
Yeah, wife says honorary, it's okay. But, coming to the belt, we are not. So a lot of people say, Gokor, you're a very difficult person to give a belt or level. I say just you have a proving, that's it. We don't charge for the belting, we don't charge anything. We just want to people prove it. That's all we wanted. Basically, like my wife says, there's no attitude to my school. That's the most important part. I don't like it. People come with the attitude I throw out of the door. So just people have to, because we really feel the family. You know, like Santos, he comes many years in my school. It's like a brother to me. I'm not looking really as a student over there, because Santos is a coach himself. He's teaching a grappling in Malibu. So he has a place to teach and everything. He's a great coach, and he comes and he has in fun, because the if you go one place all the time, that's meaning you enjoy it yourself. You're learning something, you enjoy yourself, and you love the people, you like the all the trainers. Because why? Because there's no attitude. I just personally like to welcome everybody. Easy to find us. It's www.gokor.com. That's my website. Then you can find all the information, address, and everything. It's, you want to repeat one more time, it's www.gokor.com.
And where is that located?
In North Hollywood, 7229 in Atoll, A-T-O-L-L Avenue. It's in Sherman Way and one block east from Fulton. It's one way going in, and it's, you see the palace when you walk in. It's just everybody called me, your studio look like a palace. So the way we build it, and very high class and very beautiful. My wife's just take care of in all things in there. The photo have to be here. The office chair have to be there. Organized, the best organized in the world. You know, that's why I'm so happy having her there. You have any question, my wife?
Well, yeah, I saw one of your boys last night. I guess it looks like he's been in training for a long time. Is that your only son? Do you have other children?
That was our younger son. His name is Scott and Gary Chivichian. He's been training since he was five. And like he did mention, we do have our older son, Arthur, who's going to be 20 years old on Sunday. He's
born close together.
Yeah.
We do birthday together, but only they bring a present for him, not for to me. They say I'm too old for a present.
No grappling on birthdays. So.
So he's been doing judo since he was four and became national champions a few times, and now he's starting to do an MMA. So we'll see. And besides that, I just want to mention that, you know, everyone who's at school, it's not necessarily they have to be champions or they have to go to the fights or to tournaments. You know, it's just for fun, for feeling healthy, being healthy. And, you know, after work, too much stress, this and that, just to be out there and just think of nothing. Just exercise and talk to people, have fun, just keep it healthy, that's all. You know, they don't have to be champions necessarily.
Like a Super Dave. You know, I have a Super Dave that I teach in him privately 3 years. I call him Dangerous David. He's a 60-some years old, and he's training 3 years with me. He's a doctor. Unbelievable. First time when we started, 30 seconds later, he wants to freeze it for another 5 minutes, then he can start again. Right now, amazingly, he's 60-something, 64, 63, I'm not sure. But 1 hour, non-stop, he's fighting with me. 1 hour, non-stop. That's unbelievable. So people don't believe it when I told them, but when they come to see it, they see this guy is a fighting. He's like a fighting machine.
I know that Rhonda, when I was talking to her, she said when she was younger, she got in a lot of fights, and because her mother was champ, she had a lot to prove, and she'd get into trouble a lot. And she said that the martial arts really focused her mind, and now, like you said, she's a champion. So that's a really great thing. And how do you feel being a mother and having a husband and sons in there going at it and fighting? Do you feel comfortable? I know it's just, one thing that's different about, that Santos was explaining to me, that's different between like boxing and other sports and what you do is you can tap out.
Right.
If you're getting hurt, you don't want to fight anymore, you just say that's it and that's it. But how do you feel about all this?
Well, being into this, watching this for 21 years, it feels different. It was different when Gokor was fighting. I was there at his tournaments all the time, but I felt very relaxed, and I was thinking he's going in and I'm sure he'll be done in a few seconds, and that's how it was. Watching my kids, I kind of get nervous, but they're still like father like son. They go in and out quick, and they're the winners all the time. It's just a different feeling with the husband and the kids, but it's always a lot of fun, you know, to watch and see them champions. They're excited, you know.
You know, one thing I want to add it. I was nervous when I was fighting, but you know, from 0 to 10, I was nervous maybe 3, 4. But right now, my students are fighting, I'm nervous up to 10. You know, it's unbelievable. Especially your son fighting, maybe you will be 10 and plus. So sometimes the parents are, they feel uncomfortable. Then I know what they feel, but you don't feel until your son fighting, even your coach in many years. So it's a natural thing. It's a love of your son and love of your students. You know, it's like I say, when I was fighting myself, it's like I was nervous, but not very much. And it takes a few seconds, and then I was okay completely. So I think it's a nice thing to, like my wife mentioned, that people don't have to do mixed martial art. They come in my school, they can come and do judo. They can come to grappling, they can come to the jiu-jitsu, they can come to do boxing or wrestling. They can do it separately, completely, because we have separately instructors over there. But also they got mixed martial art too. Yeah, there is a mixed martial art, the Benny the Jet. Some of the people are really in the martial art, they will know who Benny is. He's teaching a kickboxing over there. We got the Mike, he's a 7-time European champion in boxing. And as a world-class athlete and being all in Soviet Union, he's teaching a boxing there. We got Martin Berberian, which is just a recently come Olympic gold silver medalist. And he's a world champion and a European champion wrestler. Unbelievable, good guy. So what I'm trying to tell, it's the school has real-deal instructors, like a world-class. We don't really hire the person we don't know who they are or they have no background. So the students are coming, they want to train with the real deal people.
So I noticed with the new era of this type of sport that it's also it's about being healthy, not just kicking a junk out of someone. So do you? How do you feed these guys and take such good care of them? Do you feed them a special diet? This is not really.
Oh, you're talking about my students, or you're talking about the?
Well, about your wife. Now, do you feed your sons and husband a certain way, or
that's her?
I have to say no. Just I always say in my world there is no diet world exists because once you have it in your mind, I have to eat this less and that less. It makes you want eating more and more. So I always say, just eat healthy, whatever I cook a lot, so not too much from outside, even though there are a lot of great places to eat, but we always go out and just keep it normal, eat normal, and I don't have any special diet, anything like they need to watch or something. Just cook at home most of the time, and that's it, healthy.
Both boys are very
my son eat 3 times more than I do right now. And when I order a sandwich, he said, "Dad, order me sandwich, but 3 pieces." the younger son, it's just turning to 14 very soon in July, 17. So it's he when he was a young kid, we were having a very hard time, me and Noreen, having a hard time to feed him. Now he's very skinny, but he's taller than me. He's like a 5'11 almost, like right now. It's unbelievable. And he's not even 14 yet. But now he started eating like my older son. That looks like I have nothing to worry right now.
Yeah, but no special diets.
Nothing special diet. Always been. The only diet you do when you have to fight certain weight division and you have to really drop that weight, and then you start looking at your diet, what do you eating and what you do. But if you're a professional fighter, I think you should stay on some of the diet to keep your weight on low so you don't go too high. Like I have a student that I mentioned, Karen Darabedian. He's fighting 155, and every time he finishes fight, he's 190. Unbelievable. I said, what do you eat that much? He should not eat too much. But he likes to eat. What can you do? And then when he needs to fight, he drops in 155 again. I having a hard time, but he's doing. But if he keep as a professionally his food and everything, then I think he will not going to have too much of a hard time. But that's his style. There is nothing I can do.
Well, he has a Spanish girlfriend, and he said that she's always making these Spanish dishes for him, and he loves it so much it's hard for him not to gain the weight. But it's true, though. He loses about 40 pounds for a fight.
I think that's what's different. It's like your son seemed very happy last night. And a lot of people in this world have a lot of ego, a lot of hate, a lot of violence tendencies. I actually have known Santos for 30 years, and for 25 years, I didn't even know he did martial arts. which really says says a lot. You know, it's not martial arts is about training and fighting as a sport, but it seems like actually people have less ego that are actually very talented.
Santos, I know Santos a long time too. He's a very humble person. But, you know, this is the way I'll be honest with you. This, if somebody comes to my school, I don't think so I will be, Santo will be my friend if he has an attitude, you know. But, see, I don't have an attitude myself, and I don't like people with an attitude. I got a reputation very differently when I was fighting before. I was, my attitude, I was always in the ring. I was, when I get there, I just beat the hell out of people and hurt them sometime, and then people thinking I'm crazy and I'm hurting people and this and that. But out of the ring, and I'm a very friendly person, and it's real. This is real me out of ring. And in the ring, I was kind of a little different. You know, something comes up in my brain and I don't feel nothing. But out of the ring, so I was a different person, exactly what I am. So this is what I try to give my students also. And keep the one thing I know, if you have an attitude, I don't think so you are the good athlete. Because most of the people, they don't walk to the fight. They don't fight at all. They showed a lot of attitude, like they are the best and everything, but you never see them doing anything. But that's what they're trying to keep it, with the attitude, to people believe they are the tough people. But the humble guys, as you see, they don't talk nothing, and then you find out, oh, man, this guy is a world champion and this and that. See, that's the pretty beauty is there. That's the way we like it, and that's the way I explain it all to my students, too.
What do you think of a lot of the mixed martial arts, the octagon, and the very popular on television? What do you think about that? And is that, I know it's, what is that compared to what you're doing, and what do you feel about that?
Well, we're talking about UFC and all other things. Well, like, That's a part of the mixed martial art. That's what we're teaching too. That's the same thing. Everybody has a different the training facility, different training ways they do. But that's exactly what we do. You know, it just basically, like I said a long time ago when I was doing, and nobody else are doing this. And I was the one, I was telling everybody, you should do this, you should do that. But the time, even today, all these guys has a lot of names and big names and everything. I understand that they did in Brazil this long time ago, too. But in the United States, when I was here, trying to explain this to the American people and explain about the mixed martial art. But today we got a lot of legends, which is a lot of these legends also that train with me. I don't want to really mention all these guys' names. They never really give me a credit, but those guys are really training. Approximately 90% of UFC guys are an old-timer. They come and train with me most of the time.
You got to remember, too, that a lot of this ultimate fighting stuff wasn't legal in the United States. So Gokor is one of the originals that fought throughout Europe and South America and Mexico and a lot of Japan, and fought in a lot of countries where it was legal or you were able to get by with it in those days, whereas the United States, it's only fairly recently, say the last 12, 13 years, where it's become legal, as I mentioned before, via the athletic commissions. So now it's just it's almost mainstream. In fact, if it hasn't bypassed professional boxing, it's about to. I think it may have. Am I right, Gokor? It may have already passed this last year. Mixed martial arts may have already passed professional boxing.
You know, the boxing still pay well. You know, they're still paying the fighters very good money. I think mixed martial art really put down the boxing show right now. But I don't know. If you keep going like this, the mixed martial art is definitely is going to go to next level. And the people start making not a million, not a two, not a five, maybe 10 million, 10, 20 million. If that time comes, the mixed martial art makes a lot of millions like a boxing, it's going to be unbelievable. You will see all the world training in a mixed martial art. That, I think, is 20th century, 21st century sport, you know.
I just want to add to that, and that what's particularly interesting is that there's a lot of mixed martial art fighters out there that are tough guys, but they're not really that technical, but yet they've had a certain amount of success. And, you know, they can make And well, in the old days, you used to make $500 a night if you win. But now some of the fighters are making $100,000+, and with the endorsements and with picking up a good sponsor, you can make $1 million. But there's not too many of them that are achieving that at this time. Maybe half a dozen.
Another thing I noticed is it seems like a very bloody sport, but in actuality, the judges are really looking over things, and people can tap out. They can decide that they've had enough, and the people that really go at it, that's what they choose.
The reason why it's bloody, because all the damage, it shows right away outside of his face. It's not going inside. It's like a boxing. You punch to the person's head at 12 round, and it's a thicker gloves and everything, so it doesn't cut right away. But all the damage stays inside the head. But if you're looking at if you take 10 years and you see how many people die from boxing and then how many people die from the mixed martial art, basically next 10 years, only one or two people die, not because of the fight, because of they have a sickness, a tumor on the head. But the boxing, almost every year, I understand that some people die from boxing. Because of the head things and everything. But like I say, if you don't take care of yourself, and you have to, when you're training and whatever you're doing, you have to have a lot of protection on your body, then I don't think so. Even boxing, you wouldn't get that much damaged. But some people, they don't care. They think they're crazy. They can do everything without any problem. They build a metal piece. So they don't take care of themselves. So I think... you see at UFC that you see that the mixed martial art fights and whatever the people are basically what they do, they punch, they grapple, they go down, they go submission, people tap, they let it go. The damage is just over there, it just sort of the blood. It thinks, oh, it's a big deal, but it's not. It's just the blood, and it's the next 20 minutes they go party, dance all day alone, and go home, and the next day. And 2 days a little dark in the face, and then boom, that's it. Nothing happened. So that's the way it was. But a lot of other things, like boxing, it stays inside your head. So that's why I would comparable with the boxing, with the mixed martial art. I think it's not that much dangerous as the people think in the mixed martial art. It's danger. It's not. If you do every day, it's very, very safe things.
What's particularly great about the mixed martial arts is that someone can come into the octagon or into the cage that's primarily a really good boxer, but yet he still has the ability to use other techniques, the Muay Thai, the kicking techniques, the striking techniques of Muay Thai, but he also has the grappling techniques. And what's nice about the grappling techniques is that when you hear grappling, you think about two guys rolling around on the ground hugging each other. That's not it. The grappling of today is a series of very technical athletic movements where you're moving and continually posturing your body to obtain a submission hold. And it's very it takes a certain amount of coordination, and it does take some cerebral wherewithal to be able to remember these movements and to achieve them and to accomplish them athletically. It does take some doing. So Gokor, I must say, I mean, I've been studying this for many years. He has an ensemble of techniques that just go on and on and on. I mean, he's not going to catch you with an arm bar or a wrist lock, so he'll catch you with a toe hold or a leg lock, and there's not much you can do about it. I mean, even the death struggle doesn't save you. He's usually laughing or making a phone call while he's achieving it, too, so... It's just terrific to see him in action. And anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, that it's a very technical sport. It's not just tough guys meeting head-to-head and going all for it. It's people that do have some caringness about the sport and about the technical aspects of it.
Well, you're a – go ahead, Gokar.
You know, what I'm trying to add in, just my wife telling me, don't mention the people dying because the people will scare. You know, I just want to tell you one thing. When I'm talking about the people dying, look, the people are driving and having an accident and dying. So what we do? We don't drive, or people sit in a plane and something happened in the plane and they die. But when we're talking about dying sometime, it's not really the dying and the people are training. I'm talking about the athletes are really, really many, many years are there and fight every time and every time. What I'm trying to is the most of the MMA, the worstest things can happen are concussions. So that's what the worstest things happen to them on the fight. But the most of the time, everybody very safe come home. And like I say, you know. So what I just suggest, the most of everybody there up there, that he listen, take a sport, choose the sport you like, whatever you like it. Just make sure yourself, your kids, your family, just do the sport. It's very healthy. You paid a lot of money to the doctors. You will save a lot of money out of there and keeping yourself healthy. Younger look like Jean LeBeau is a good looking, the best looking man in the world. So like this. So simply, if you close by or you like to drive and just stop by in our school, first check it out. The first day is free. You can come and try yourself. See how you like it. You like to see the facility. Let's introduce yourself, see most of the fighters there. It's a great opportunity for you to come and check it out and see what's, and you ask questions if you have questions.
I know Jean LeBeau, your partner, actually went to, and your teacher actually went to Pierce College in 1951. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, well, if you get on the radio, he'd like to come on the show, he's very busy. But he said, well, just tell all the Pierce College students that their first visit is free, and then after that?
Yes. Yeah. First visitors are free, especially from the college they come. We will give them mention about you coming from this college, Press College, Pierce College. I'll give you second there free from me, too. So I just promise that. So as long as you mention that.
You know, one more thing, too. I know we only have a couple more minutes here until we close, but, you know, I've been to all over the place training over the years, different states and countries and everything else for the last 25, 30 years. And I can tell you one thing, that there's no martial arts school anywhere that offers the various techniques and also the professional application of these techniques than this school. You'll go to a lot of karate schools, for example, that have, you know, terrific intentions, and they'll show you some great forms, but they don't really show you how to fight or defend yourself. Whereas this school, you can go and actually learn something, not only get in shape, but learn something, and learn how to defend yourself, and learn how to protect yourself in case of a real battle, to protect your family.
This show has gone on way too fast. I could definitely go another couple rounds with you, a couple hours. Well, not a couple rounds. And we have like 2 minutes left. Our next show coming up is This Is L.A., playing L.A.'s past, present, and future. I'd like to thank Luke Garcia for doing his original song, Beginnings, in the beginning of the show. And we have exactly 2 minutes, so I'd like to give the show. This show is Happy Hour, How People Can Be Happy, What You Do to Enjoy Your Life, and this is very rewarding and entertaining and actually knowledgeable hearing you guys. So maybe you could each speak for 30 seconds. First we'll have Santos close, and then Gokar's beautiful wife.
Okay.
Then Gokar.
Okay, well, I'll take it for 30 seconds then. Well, I just want to say that I've been with the studio for a number of years now, and it's just been a terrific experience for me. I'm a little older guy, but I've always, like I said, I've enjoyed staying in the shadows of the martial arts. I enjoy the techniques more than anything, and it's an inspiration to work out with real professionals, and knowing Gokor and Gene and the whole group has just been, it's very inspiring for me. Even when I leave the dojo, I'm more aware of my diet, my nutrition, my strength and conditioning, and what I do to stay in shape. So it's become a lifestyle. Let me put Noreen on. This is Gokor's wife.
There's Noreen, Gokor's beautiful, friendly, kind, and absolutely very nurturing to take care of such a husband and children there.
Well, I must say thanks for having us here. It was a lot of fun, and you are welcome to our school, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun over there. You'll feel healthy, happy, and Thank you. That's all. I'll let Gokor talk.
I want to say thank you also. And you looks like you have a beautiful radio station, actually. It's comparable with my studio. You know, this is great. Very organized, everything beautiful. So I want to say thank you very much, invitation, and hope everybody hearing this all the time in the next 100 years, and it's getting more people and more people, and I'm sure the happy hour, it's a happy that makes people happy. And thank you very much, and I want to like to say, inviting everybody up there listening, gokor.com, G-O-K-O-R.com. So please call us, visit us, and we're waiting for you.
Well, I'd love to have you guys on the show again. This has just been really nice for me. This is Victor Stephen Kamont from the Happy Hour at kpcradio.com.